with us. We'll start with questions to me.
Probably a frustrating one to lose, but what did you like from your team, especially in the first half, but maybe granted it go wrong?
I think we came out perhaps mentally and obviously physically for the game in the first half, and that's something that didn't happen in the second. I think we were quite comfortable in the first half. We created multiple chances, you know, a lot of crossing opportunities, a lot of shots on goal. We just weren't able to bury it. So that's something that we have to look into, and obviously we're getting to those situations, so we got to be able to kill teams. It happened in Vancouver as well. So satisfied in that perspective. But I think we kind of took our foot off the pedal in the second half, and you know, they won one challenge, two challenges. We were never able to secure the ball up top, and they grew with the game. Obviously, you know, in this league, that when it gets physical, things change quickly, and that's what happened to us. So I think, you know, there's some things to take a positives. Obviously, we want to continue on growing, but at the end of the day, we lost the game, so we have to look at what, you know, what we can change for the next one. Yeah, like I said, I think we didn't change in the lineup because we're confident in the players that were, you know, ready for this game. Once again, I think this year we do have a full-on squad that we can change games and bring players in. So I'm extremely comfortable with the squad. I think being able to do those five substitutions is something that we, you know, potentially, well, actually in the last year we didn't do a lot of the times. We only do one, two subs. So that shows how, you know, how deep our squad is, but also shows the confidence that we have in every single player. So there's a lot to improve. There's a lot of positives to take. But again, I think we have to mature as a team, and you know, lessons like this, we just can't let them happen twice. So frustrating result, like you guys know. So we move on.
So during the match, there was some players that who had a good performance out there, and Ivan Pavela, who actually did well. What do you think of his performance playing at goalkeeper for this match?
I think Ivan did well. He came out for crosses, obviously. You know, he seems secure with the ball in his hands and also the ball at his feet. Concedes two goals, but I think it's we can't just look at one player and blame him for that. I think it's a lot of errors that we had, and that those created goals. So I think ultimately he's a young goalie. He's shown us that he can play in this league, and that we have confidence in him. As you guys know, Diego was on the bench. He was able to play, but we kept our confidence in him. He's someone that we want to continue to develop. He's someone that we want to continue to polish. So extremely happy with Ivan, what he's done in the last two games.
And also, are you hoping to see how York United Academy plays against Sudbury Cyclones?
Yeah, like you guys know, it's a project. This is one club, one team, so it's definitely something that we'll be following here after our match.
Okay.
Good
work. Winning a league and losing at home, you can be a whole quite a long time. You know, it's a familiar strength. From your point of view, winning a lot of games has characterized the season. You do get this sense of deja vu that you know, continue to
No, not necessarily. I think you look at the club as a whole, the club's changed a lot. So I think it'd be toxic in my opinion if I have, you know, after one loss, you know, have everything just to toss out the window. So I think the mentality of this club is it's continued to grow. I think last year we had a good results at home, and that's something we want to build on. So you know, those nightmares of the past stay in the past. I think we have to look at how bright the future is for this club and what we want to build on. So you know, we want to continue to win away. We want to continue, we want to start winning at home. And I think we have the ability to do so. So, you know, back tomorrow at training, recover some bodies, get the other guys ready to go, and we'll be in Ottawa next week.
If you look at your starting level today, yes, last season you had, you know, shots being charged, you know, temporarily in some games. Now the roster looks entirely new, Elijah and Max being two new faces in the starting level. How soon would it take us to see 100?
think it always takes time. I think we can't always be in a position that we're satisfied, but we also can't always continue to reach. I think right now we've been solid defensively. I think even today, I never really felt that Halifax was putting us under pressure, or we were in a situation that, you know, they were really attacking us and we didn't know how to defend them. I think the plan was done well. I think in the first half they didn't really create many chances. I did think that we didn't press as well in the second half. We didn't hold up the ball as well in the second half, and that's what caused our problems. I think we gave ourselves their own problems. Now, if I'm satisfied with the team after 9 weeks of hard work at preseason, getting to know each other on the football side but also on the human side, I'd say I am. And I think it would be naive for us as a club, for us as a team, to kind of say, listen, we didn't perform today, you know, we're panicking. I think we continue to grow and continue to hammer on the ideals that we have as a team, and I'm sure we'll be fine.
So what I get is that you don't think your players flattered to deceive?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
You flattered to deceive your players.
I think that happens with the best teams in the world. I don't think it's something that we can start to read into. Obviously, if you ask me, do I want to win away? Yes. Do I want to win at home? Yes. I think it's very hard and it hasn't been done yet to go invincible in this league. So it's competitive. The league is growing. There's a lot of quality on both ends. So I think it's something that we can't read into. I think we feel it today. Obviously, it hurts. The locker room's obviously extremely quiet. The staff is extremely quiet. But now it's up to us to bounce back. I think when we win, we can't feel like the best team in the world. But also when we lose, we can't be, you know, the smallest team in the world. So clear our minds, let it sink, and we're back to more.
Barnes, maybe one on the sort of chance creation and finishing for tonight. Obviously, excellent performance in the first half. Creation that led to Gabby's goal and following through that momentum. I noticed as well that you had Stefan and Elijah sitting in the mid block for most of the match, which was stifling sort of Halifax's ability to create chances through the middle. And Halifax has actually just been in here and mentioned that they were expecting you to come out and press high. And so just looking at that second half as a in a vacuum, do you think the issue is more tactical, mental, physical in terms of them being able to play over the top, in terms of being able to get back to the game?
I think we came out the first half how we had to. We had a lot of regames in their first third and our final third. I think the goal comes from something along those lines as well, where Mass has the ball, loses it, we win it back, and then the ball's in the back of the net, right? So I think there has to be moments for everything. I don't think there's a team in the world that presses for 90 minutes, and I don't think there's a team in the world that defends for 90 minutes. So would we potentially liked to press a little bit more in the second half? Definitely. Would we have potentially liked to be a little bit better on the ball in the second half? Definitely. I mean, at the end of the day, we lost, so we'd always be trying to look for solutions here. But ultimately, I think they came out strong in the second half. They won a lot of 50-50s, and they grew with that. I think we weren't able to continue to battle them like we did in the first half, and the game changed. Out of a free kick, you know, they scored the 1-1. Gabby has an opportunity inside the 18-yard box where we can, you know, pull it up to 2-1. Don't score, and they continue to grow, and one long ball and we concede. So ultimately, yes, I think we should be better in all moments of the game, but at the end of the day, we're also playing against another team that studies us, that's organized, and they just got the best of us.
If we have questions on Zoom, please go ahead. Thank you very much.
Since I've been asking everyone through here, the next time you play these guys, because you're only going to play once, this was the only game of the season against these guys this year, but you're going to play them in Quebec in another, at the end of the next month. And so, not that you can think of tactics for next month, but just the overall, we're in Quebec, everyone's watching, the world is watching, they might get a team. you know, fill the stadium? Like, can you, like, rah-rah that game right now for the fans listening in?
I think my head right now is in Ottawa. I think that Quebec game is still quite far. But ultimately, I think we're growing the league, and that has to be one of our focuses. So, you know, like I said, my mind right now is in Ottawa. But obviously excited for that game in Quebec. Obviously, Quebec is a football city, and you know, hopefully they can get the team out there, because it's not only good for them, but it's good for the league. There's more job opportunities for coaches, there's more job opportunities for staff and for player development. So ultimately, yeah, excited for it, but I think I'm more excited for Ottawa next week.
Thank you, guys.
Perfect. All right, guys. Thank you.